friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Great. We all went to the bathroom, so we're good.
Woohoo! Well, welcome back to the show.
Yes.
As we move into June and celebrate Pride Month, we're spending time with stories that remind us that Pride isn't just a celebration, it's an act of resilience.
Today, I'm sitting down with two women in their early 20s who are navigating the beautiful, sometimes complicated transition from young love to long-term relationship. On paper, their worlds look very different. One grew up with a family whose doors were thrown wide open from day one. The other is navigating the complexities of a traditional Catholic background.
And I have known both of these girls.
Well, Clara for a little bit less, but Lily's had to put up with me for a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so I was really appreciative that you guys were, you know, agreed to come and tell us your love story. And I love how you guys have built kind of a home with each other. So as we're talking about the relevance gap that you guys are experiencing between like a traditional family and, you know, one that's a little bit more open, just learning how you guys have protected your peace with these, it can be a challenging family dynamic. Mm-hmm. And just the kind of magic that happens when you choose just to be yourselves. So I just want to welcome Lily.
Hello.
And Clara.
Hi.
Officially.
And I kind of wanted to start off with just getting to kind of know a little bit about like who you guys are.
So I know you guys have siblings and that you're early 20s, but tell us more. Like,
you're both professionals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say we both work in healthcare. So that's kind of a win for both of us because we can both kind of talk about our day
and understand what each other are talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know what we're going through.
Amen.
I love it. What about you, Clara? You have siblings?
I do. So I have two full siblings, and then I have two older half brothers on my dad's side.
What's the age gap? Like, how close are you guys?
Me and my oldest sibling, so my dad's oldest son, there's about 18 years between us. So I didn't grow up with my two oldest brothers in the house.
Gotcha.
I grew up with my brother and sister. So if I ever refer to brother and sister, I'm usually talking about the ones I'm closest in age with.
Mm-hmm. How close are you in age with them?
Me and my sister, I believe, she's going to be turning 31. I just turned 24. And then my brother, he'll be turning 32. Or no, he just turned 32, actually. The others are in their 40s.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm the youngest.
Yeah. So
you
got
total.
You're some parents of generation boomers.
My dad's first kids were born, I believe, in 86 and 87, roughly.
Okay. So you have millennial siblings, and you are of generation Z.
Yeah, I was an accident. Yeah. I was a total accident. Like, I'm not going to lie, my mom fell to her knees and cried. She found out.
But look at you.
Yeah.
I know, you are beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're the baby. Like,
you were meant to be.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
But I don't know. Like, I have a good relationship with all of my siblings even now. So I see the ones I grew up with, like in the house and everything, I'm like closest to them. So one is like an hour and a half away from me, and then the other within an hour. So
okay.
I get to see them a lot.
Yeah.
So.
And they both just had kids.
It's kind of funny because I found out that one of them was pregnant, and then within the week, I found out that my brother, like by surprise, totally not planned, they got us on like a group call, and they were like, yeah, so don't mean to like steal your thunder, but like we're also expecting. So within like 2.5 weeks, I had a niece and a nephew.
Oh, that's cute.
Pretty cool.
That'd be awesome. That's going to be so fun.
Yeah. And then my sister, she's expecting her second, who is supposed to be a girl, next month.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. That's fun. I love it. Yeah. And then Lily's middle child.
I am the middle child. Yeah.
Oh, it was that Jane. I can't remember the middle child.
Yeah,
that's my middle name.
Just works. Yeah. Middle child life has been good, you know? Yeah. I always get kind of the backlash of my older sister, and then you have the younger one.
You're
that's the troublemaker sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
You're
always like trying to be the glue and hold everybody together.
I try to be that glue, but at the same time, I did look up to my mom so much, trying to get her expectations off, you know, just me in general.
Yeah.
Just growing and hopefully be more successful than I think I already am.
You're amazing.
Manager at 19, I'd say you're doing pretty good.
Yeah. So I was very involved in high school. So
Sporty Spice.
Sports, everything. I loved doing everything for the community. I wasn't trying, you know, I was shy too, but like also I didn't really care what people thought about me. I just wanted to be myself and make friends that way. Yeah. So I didn't really have like hate for anyone.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do my own thing and met long-term best friends throughout it. But definitely I feel like, I don't want to say like high school was my peak, but like at the same time, that's where I met like some of my closest friends ever. And I really feel like that was truly through sports, doing community events, things like that. So,
and you just keep those friends because, you know, I have two friends that I've known since junior high and they're still my friends. And they've been my friends through
everything,
relationships, everything.
Yeah.
And like these two, I mean,
we've known each other for
a really long time too.
Yeah. I mean,
not good friends are.
So that just kind of makes me better. So when you guys first met, what was like one kind of green flag or something that made you go, oh, this is interesting. I could like this. How did you guys meet?
Well, okay. So Lily just kind of touched on this, how like she is who she is.
Very involved.
And so like very involved. I thought that was a green flag because no matter with like who she was with, like she was just going to be herself. Like she wasn't going to change herself to like blend in anyway. She was just kind of like, I am who I am. Like this is what you get.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get.
That is super attractive.
And it's like, I feel like it's not one of those things where you have to wonder. It's like, how bad is it behind closed doors? Because it's like, what you see is what you get. You don't have to wonder like how she is with a group of people. Like she's fun. She has the energy and she's nice to people. Mm-hmm. And it's not like she's a totally completely different person when she's not like with a bunch of people. And if it's just me and her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I see that as a green flag.
That's a big green flag.
What did you notice?
I would say ever since I met Clara, I feel like there was just something about her. I just felt really comfortable. Obviously, with people I've met throughout high school, work, personal life, everything, I haven't really had a connection like that. And I'm like, oh, wow. And she's also one of the funniest people I've ever met. So, I mean, like on hard days, like, oh, well, I'm seeing Clara today. So I know it's like she can make me laugh or make me smile or just make me happy in general, which is like a really nice feeling. And honestly, I didn't think I would ever get that back. I feel like, especially just growing up, it's such a small town. Everyone knows everyone. And so I feel like with Clara too, like with her knowing me, she's like, oh, I already like feel like I know you because everyone knows you kind of thing. And I'm like, you know, hopefully it's not like a bad thing. But I feel like with me in general, I will always do whatever it takes to help someone or be someone to talk to in general. And sometimes I feel like I don't get that back, which is unfortunate because, you know, it kind of.
You're a giver.
Yeah.
It's kind of a good crafter feeling.
Like she,
the nicer you are. I was reading about this, like the more lonely you tend to be because people take advantage of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Uh-huh. They just expect to take
it. I guess I didn't really realize that until I got into my 20s. Like I was just like, oh, wow. Like I could reach out to all these people and I feel like they don't really care. Okay. But even just meeting Clara the first time, just like as friends and hanging out and watching movies, she just, the listening.
Yeah.
Like she really, truly listens. Honestly, great advice. It's the hard stuff to hear, but sometimes I need to hear it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the girl told me that.
Yeah. That's just kind of a very good.
Yeah. And just always, always, always making me laugh, make me smile every time.
I will say, we met a couple, I think it was at least 2 years before we actually like really met. Mm. We ended up at a party together and we ended up being in the same like talking group. Cause you know, like everybody goes into like, their different areas and groups. Yeah. We ended up in the same group and we met each other for the first time. But what stuck out to me is that after that first time, this was like, it had to be 3 years prior. Mm-hmm. Like she was always in my mind. Like, so like whenever I heard her name, I was like, oh my gosh.
What's going on?
And I couldn't explain it back then necessarily. But to me, it just all makes sense now.
She just felt good to you.
It just felt, like she was just there. Because I was going through a hard time at that point. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple drinks, so I was sharing to the class what was going on. And she was in there. But I just remember just, like, looking at her and sharing. I was like, I could do this for the rest of my life.
I think it's really interesting when you meet somebody and you're instantly comfortable.
Yeah.
And you know when you're a giver. Somebody else is giving to. It's like it's a very interesting spiral. You give, they give, you give, they give. And it's very different from being with other people who are just takers. So you're giving, and somebody's taking. And then when you're suddenly with somebody who emulates what you and want to be around, it's very intoxicating.
Yeah.
And I can see why you would be.
Well, see, I literally can't explain it. It was just like, Lily, sorry. But that's literally like anything I like had heard about her after that. I was just like what's going on right now?
Can you just say that name again?
No, I'm like being serious. That's literally what it was felt like.
Yeah.
And I was, I was in a relationship at the time, so I couldn't do anything about it.
Sometimes.
So then you guys remet though, right?
So when we did remeet, I was like, I was not ready. I was fully like out of, honestly, it took me a very, very long time to get past my last relationship.
That makes sense.
I honestly thought I could never trust or have someone love me again, just because it was just first relationship with a girl, finally, truly trying to be myself. So that was very, very hard for me to open up and trust someone again.
Yeah.
And so when I met Clara, I always thought like, she's just such a fun friend to hang around. She's such a fun, I just want to be with her.
Be best friend.
I'm like, all right,
you best friend.
We're going to be friends. And
she's not dating anyone yet.
And so I just wasn't looking for anything. When we first met, I was just, this will be like a really good friend because, like I said, actually looking at her and knowing she's hearing what I have to say and telling me back of what I don't want to hear, but I need to hear.
That's a good friend.
I really think we should start like adding her into the friend group.
Yeah.
I believe
stuff like that. Yeah.
That the best relationship starts with friendships.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I love that that's truly how you guys came to connect, outside of just meeting each other at a party, but just starting out as friends that really genuinely cared and supported each other.
Mm-hmm. Especially for you, Lily. You're like a little gun shy, not exactly wanting to like just jump into a relationship. So you're easing into this friendship with a beautiful person and you're getting to know and trust them in a way that's not relationship, sort of like you're not romantically like in a relationship thing quickly. You're just
I feel like I had a good like 8 months of like figuring out who I was and working on myself. Like really
huge.
Like I never thought I could just be like growing as much as I did when I was by myself. I was like very like I was at the peak of like, wow, I like I love myself. And I never thought I could feel like that. Like, I truly.
What steps did you take to kind of move in that direction?
Yeah. Really found a good community with my gym.
Yeah.
Loved it. Very, the best stress reliever you can get. I mean, come on. Like, going to the gym.
It's so true.
So you're practicing good self-care. Like, you are taking care of yourself.
Meal and especially because you're such a giver that to finally actually think, I need to learn how to build in myself.
Yes. And right now, I'm currently living with my best friend since the first grade. She's my roommate. And honestly, like, to be totally truthful, if it wasn't for her, like, I do not think I could have done that by myself. Eventually, I learned how to do this by myself. But I mean, I was telling her the things that I wanted to work on, journaling, learning how to paint. I mean, we did stuff together all the time. Like, she truly, truly had my back. But just finding myself again and like feeling confident in myself and obviously loving myself. Like, if you don't love yourself, like, how are you supposed to like love someone else? That's how I felt.
And then Clara, so wise.
I don't.
You're talking like
old school. I'm telling you, and dating this one, I'm telling you, I'm yeah.
This is coming from Gen Z.
No, I know. I always like so love stories and love books. Like, I'm always like, man, I wish I had that. But now it's like, you have to find yourself and love yourself before you can get in a relationship, or else it's just not going to work. It's really not.
Really smart.
And then Clara just came randomly, and I was like, man, you know, she has a boyfriend right now, so, like, mm-hmm. I can't like her. So that was my main thing. Again, I'm talking to my roommate. I'm like, this girl is just, like, there's something with her. Like, I like her, but, like, I can't like her, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm talking to her, and she's like, oh, such a big crush on her. No, I don't. I'm dissing it. And then we just start hanging out, and I'm like, oh, this is, like, truly going to be my best friend.
One of my roommates now, we work together at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting close to that roommate, like, becoming friends. I used to be a very, like, hard person to work with. And then all of a sudden, I just started, like, thinking about it. And I'm like, I just need to let go of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So it allowed me to become a lot closer to one of my coworkers, who happened to be in a friend group with Lily. So as I started hanging out with my roommate, my coworker, I got introduced to the friend group, and I found out that Lily was in that friend group.
She's mine, right?
2 years prior. I was screaming into my pillow.
Oh my God.
I just found out she was taking care of a pig at the time. I was living vicariously, like, through my roommate. She was telling me, like, oh my gosh, like, this is what, like, Lily's doing. And she's like, more. Like, what else is she doing?
That is so crazy, because I'm telling you,
she had no idea. She still
no idea
until just that right now, basically.
That's actually crazy.
I heard her name and I was just like, no way. She's like a part of your, like, What are the chances?
That's so cute. We get all excited.
Had our, like, social medias since that original time, like, the first time we met each other, basically. Mm-hmm. Never communicated or did anything about it.
Yeah, but we just kind of met, and we were like, oh, nice to meet you. And then it was, like, done.
But somehow it just was cool.
Wow.
It's just meant to be.
I don't know. It just literally.
You guys had a connection.
And there's no way I can explain it. Like, I wish I could explain it better, but I can't.
Yeah.
So anyways, my roommate was like, oh, you need to hang out with my friends. Like, they'll love you. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, yeah.
There's one I might actually.
What about that Lily?
Yeah.
So I do want to tell this first story when you came over.
You want to tell it? Let me tell my perspective first. Oh,
yeah.
So
I'm going to get in who out of this one.
I was out with a couple friends. We made it to Turban. And me and our friends, that Turban is like the last stop of your night.
Karaoke.
It's karaoke.
You give them all the money you have. And so we're there, and then Allie's, she's just like, you're going to have to cut that out.
Okay.
And so then my roommate, she's like, oh my gosh, come over. Like, we're having a little kickback. And I'm like, okay. So my ex picks me up, and I'm like, I need to make another stop, and he'll just let you know. So then they take me there, and I walk in. Lily's sleeping on the couch.
It's like 11:30 p.m. I'm a tired girl. Yeah.
But then they have the same couches as, like, me and my ex had. So I was like, oh my gosh, no way. You have the same exact couch. I'm like all caught up in that because I'm like, I'm drunk at that point. So, like, everything is just like, oh my gosh, this is, like, insane. And then I, like, start taking some shots. And then I'm like,
while she's sleeping?
Yeah, she's asleep. She's like laying on the couch. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's her right there.
I look
my
best when I'm asleep.
No, but I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's her like right there. I did. I got really nervous. I was like, that's Lily. Oh my gosh. Okay, just
take another shot. Take another shot.
That's what I did. So they happened to have like a mix of like four or five different shots.
And oh my gosh.
Lily's roommate is just like, take this. We don't want it. Take this. I don't want it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I end up being like, I need a t-shirt and boxers right now.
I just like magically appear and I'm awake on the couch.
She wakes up. Lily wakes up and she's like, oh yeah, like I got some stuff for you. So
I'm like, yeah, you can just, here, you just put this on. Again, this is right when I open my eyes. So I'm just like, oh. Don't even know your name. I know okay. She looks familiar,
so
but I'm
you
just
got
like
in her underwear the first time you
pretty much
I did.
Dang,
you girl. How that? No, she even from the beginning, she was just like, I have no idea, like really who you are, but like I'm gonna give you what you need.
Yeah, I'm gonna take care of you.
No, totally exactly. That's a better way to word it. Like. I'm going to take care of you. Aww. And I still have both till this day that I wear, by the way. Sorry. I just want to put that out there.
And my point of view, this night was actually our Christmas party.
I didn't even get to.
So since me and my roommate have been living together, it's been like almost 3 years now.
Yeah.
So we lived in a little apartment and we met some friends that were next door. I ended up going to school with both of them. So same with my roommate, but. We're like, hey, like we should invite them over. That'd be fun. We ended up hanging out. And then, yeah, we just started doing Christmas parties. We still do it to this day. Thank the Lord. Because it's fun. Anyway, so we're getting around like 11 and I'm like, man, I am just like exhausted. I end up falling asleep on the couch. And then I guess Clara's roommate now, she was like, oh, I'm inviting one of my coworkers over. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. It's Toronto a movie. I'll be up when she gets here. Nope, I'm not up. I'm sleeping on the couch. And then Clara ends up walking in. All that happens. And then I remember like getting up and giving her clothes. Anyway, fast forward, we wake up to the next morning, me and my roommate, and we're sitting on the couch. She made me breakfast. We're sitting there talking. Clara was the subject. We were talking about her.
Clara was still there, right?
No. So Clara ended up leaving because her ex picked her up.
And
they went home. No idea when they left. I was sleeping. So me and my roommate woke up and we're talking. I'm like, yeah, I think I like that Clara girl. And my roommate's like, I do not like her.
Oh, no.
And I was like, like, why is that? And she's like, no, like, she's just like, I feel like she talks smack about everyone and just like going on and on. And I'm like,
huh. You're like, what? That's
and I stand up and I'm just like, you know, it was only a one night. Like, she's only been here a night. Like, I think I like her. Like, she seems really fun. Like, we should, you know, invite her over again to try it again. My roommate was kind of like, I don't really know. Anyway.
Are we talking about the same person?
Yeah, right?
Same person, yeah. No, so the one person me and her roommate talked about, it was just one person. It wasn't even... like, smack.
Yeah.
By the way. I can tell you that.
Well, that's it because you were, like, having shots. Like,
yeah.
That
I was having a really shot. Good freaking time.
And, like, she just came from the bar to my house. Like, so we knew she was, like, hammered. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, me and my roommate were talking. She's, oh, let's put on a movie. And then I look under the couch and I'm like, what is that? And she's like, oh, my God, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm not grabbing that thing. And she's like, what is it? So she lifts up the couch. Clara's bra was under. So we were like, huh. And I was like, that's probably the blonde haired girl that had
so,
her bra, right?
I don't usually wear like regular bras. And the one time I do.
You left it.
Under their couch.
But anyway, day goes on and then I get a text from her. And she's like, hey, I lost my family heirloom. It's a ring.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this.
I was like, family heirloom. Okay.
I lost my pinky ring at your guys' house. Can you guys take a look for it? So my roommate and I are like, so we scouted up the couches.
Yeah.
We were searching the floor on our stuff. Like we were looking
here, so there's got it.
Yeah, I picked up like her socks, her bra. Like I'm like, did she like change her?
I literally changed out of everything I was wearing. that night before I got there, I changed out of it.
Yeah.
Into something and I left it cozy.
Yes. Yes. And so I walk out to the living room.
That's awesome.
And I look at my roommate and I'm like, I guess Clara left like some of her stuff here. Huh. And she goes like, I just put everything in the laundry. Like, I thought you just changed three times out here. And I was like, no, I went to bed. And it so we're laughing about that. And I was like, I don't even know what happened. I don't even know what happened last night.
Whatever.
And so she's like, I'm like, oh yeah. I guess Clara left her green crew neck and I guess her bras under the couch, but she lost this ring. We have to look for this ring. So we're looking everywhere for this ring. And we destroyed the house looking for this ring. We're I texted her. I was like, I'm sorry, but your ring is not good. And she's like, okay, would you mind if I came by just to look for a piece of mine? And we're like, yeah, whatever. I'm folding her laundry. I give all her six piece of clothing back. I'm like, oh, here's your stuff you left, right?
The pants I'm wearing right now. The pants I wore.
Actually, I was able to change into those anyways. But anyway, I could tell she came to the door and then go ahead and take a look. I swear we ripped the whole house apart. Your ring is not here. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I have to find this. It's
was
my
it in
grandma's
your pocket or something.
It's my grandma's heirloom, whatever. And I'm like, it's not here. She looks everywhere. She searches the house. She's like, okay, thank you for having me look. She leaves and then I get a text later. She's like, oh, I just found my ring. It was in the parking lot.
No, it was not.
Was it?
No, it was. Sorry, it was.
It's of the turvan.
It was a week later.
It was a week later.
I was walking up to my roommate's complex within the week, and it was just right outside their door.
Oh my God. No idea how it got there, but we found it.
Wow. So, and it was my pinky ring, and
it's not there now.
She lost it again.
I can't get over it. It literally haunts me in my sleep.
I looked everywhere too.
At this point in your relationship, do you guys have inside jokes, rituals that you do every day together? What feels like home to you guys?
One of the things that connected us, one of the first shows we watched was Balin Out Loud.
I don't know if you guys have
heard that. It's about this girl named Balin. She has Tourette's.
Oh, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. And she has these perfect one-liners and things that she does.
It's very, very funny.
Was one of the first shows that we had watched together. And she does things wind it up. She just yells it out. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh my gosh. And so we just started doing that.
Yeah.
So not in a rude way or anything, but it was just wind it up or your balls. That was one of the things where it's I guess, and a language, I guess. We'll just say that and we just kind of how we're feeling at that moment or in that time.
And with this show too, it came out every Thursday at 6.
We created a way to see each other
every week.
Last episode we met on this day.
So is this dating or is this when you guys were friending?
So this is unfortunate. After the whole incident with the bra under the couch, right?
I thought it was a rat.
Yeah, we thought it was a rat. We thought there was something living under our couch. It was just her bra. After that, I was like, wow, this girl's really funny. So I think I was the one to text you first.
Was I? I don't know. I think it was just
one of us texted each other.
We should go out on our own one time.
Yeah, and I was just kind of would you want to come over and watch this show? It's super funny. It comes out every Thursday at 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
And Clara's totally down for it. I'm like, sweet.
Of course.
My roommate, she went to her boyfriend. So I'm like, house is free. If you want to come over. And so she'd come over every Wednesday. And then she invited me over to her house. Again, Clara's in a relationship. So I'm
we're just friends.
We're friends. This is fun. And I remember telling my roommate, I really like this girl, but I'm just gonna be nonchalant because I want to be friends with her and have a good friendship. And she's like, yeah, good luck, okay, well, I'm sure we're just gonna be friends. And then Clara finally invited me over to her house and we were hanging out there watching our show with Balin Out Loud and stuff.
So what would you guys say your first official date was?
Loose. But our first official date was at Tainajiri.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was the day you asked me to be here.
Yeah.
Aww.
So This is kind of a...
How did you get the courage to do that?
Yeah.
Had you been thinking about it for a long time?
So we were hanging out for quite a bit, probably a month or two.
Uh-huh.
More?
Well, okay. So you're at
Pinaturi.
Yeah.
Pinaturi.
Yeah. So that was our first official date. So actually before this, Claire and I were we did our movie things and then mm-hmm. I man, should I hold her hand? Should I try to make a move? And then she sat close to me. So I was like, I don't know. I mixed feelings because I didn't know if she honestly, I didn't know if she was gay or not. I didn't know if she had that intention. At the time,
how do you break through that?
So at the time,
very scary.
She was dating her boyfriend and it was 3 years in. And they lived together. They had a dog, So wow. I was at their house. And so I was I'm not going to overstep any boundaries, whatever. I'm not trying to be a homewrecker in a way, right? Mm-mm. And so we just kept hanging out and being more of a one-on-one. And I was I really like this girl. But how am I supposed to say that when... she's in a relationship with a man. But then, I rested her head, my head on her shoulder. I, was kind of cuddling up. So then we started, cuddling up when we were watching, shows and movies and stuff. So I was okay, this, there has to be, she has to like me a little bit. Mm-hmm. So this kept going on for a few weeks. And then, kissing. Then we started kissing.
Do you? Okay. Me and my ex were on a break.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. He knew that I had feelings for girls.
Did you kind of talk to him about that?
Well, yes. Before I even got into the relationship with my ex, I'd felt a certain way towards girls and women and stuff. But I just remember, spoke about it throughout, the biggest parts of our relationship. Towards the end, even kind of, before I met Lily, I was just kind of I'm feeling, certain things. I didn't tell him this explicitly, but I just felt I don't think I can end it with you. I think there's more things I need to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I met Lily. That really put it into
perspective,
full gear.
So with our movies that are our show we had every week and blah, 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 whatever. We ended up kissing and this is really embarrassing, but I have to tell you.
Yes, you do.
I remember her the first. So she would never stay the night because she's no, I have to be home. I have a dog.
I had a new dog.
Yeah.
A puppy. Puppies, my world. She's my world.
Yeah. And so I'm okay, yeah, totally understand. So she she would never stay the night. And then it'd be let's watch our show. And then it ends at 10. And then she's leaving at 1 a.m. And I'm okay, whatever. That's normal for a friendship. So we keep doing this on Thursdays at 7 or whenever the show comes out. But we get to the point where we did end up kissing. And she was oh, I'm actually going to stay the night tonight. Yeah, that's fine. Again, I'm trying to be nonchalant, yeah, that's cool. My roommate's oh, is she staying the night? And I was yeah, she's probably just gonna stay the night. And she's oh, okay, cool. And then yeah, so we ended up kissing. That was really hard for me because the first kiss was I remember this is again embarrassing, crying because of it. I knew I was a homewrecker, she was in a relationship, she literally lived with this guy. They you know, a dog, 3 years in. I felt horrible about it, but it just felt so good in the moment. So that was really hard for me. I don't know how you felt about that. I don't know if it was different, but
for me, I had grieved the ending of the relationship months prior.
Sure.
And that relationship, I tried doing things, how couples are oh, maybe a baby will fix it. Let's try and get pregnant and focus on that. I'm not saying in relation to my dog Sage, but I had looked at engagement rings. Mm-hmm. So I was this will maybe make me more happy about the relationship. Mm-hmm. We had gone through that a month before, but during that whole summer, I was just grieving the end of it.
Yeah.
And so for me at this point, unfortunately, they didn't know it was going to be the end. And I presented it as we're going to take a break, even though I knew the end
yeah.
of how
it's
it was going
to
be.
It's hard to make things so final.
Yes.
All at once. That's a hard change.
Yes. Socially, then, like, in a relationship
because,
that
like,
long.
They're the one who brought me up here to, like, meet her.
Yeah.
And, like, bring me my dog that I have now. So, I don't know. I grieved it. And so, at that point, I was just, like, I'm not in a relationship, which is horrible. Like, I always felt guilty about that because I was still technically dating them. But at that time in my head, I was just, like, I grieved it. It's over. So.
Yeah, I think that's something that women often kind of, our relationships are over before it's officially
officially.
Yeah. Like when we leave relationships, we've already mourned them.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard as well if you really like the person. You know, you're maybe just not like sexually attracted or there's something there that's not working. There's a piece of a relation, like the whole of a relationship that's not there. You like a lot of the other aspects of that person. Yeah. So that's even harder than a lot of other breakups because you're like,
no, this really, person's a good person, but they're just not my person.
Right for me.
Yeah. Like, I think it complicates just, it too because you'd had unresolved feelings that you'd never gotten to explore.
Yeah.
And and I might be making an assumption, but it might have been something that hadn't even crossed your mind as something you could explore. I mean, I'm just going to relate it to my upbringing. I was told I had to get married young. And just have as many babies as I could and then clean in the kitchen all day. And, I didn't realize that there was like other options for me. And so that's kind of like that's what you do until I got a little bit older. And I said, maybe this isn't the narrative that I wanted for my life.
And that's the thing is like they grew up, like he grew up with his mom, like having dinner ready by the time they got home from school.
Right.
And it's like there would be times where I wouldn't be off till like after 6 at night. And he had been home since 3. And I'm like, you know, you could have thought of like a dinner idea instead of like leaving it to me.
Yeah.
But then it was just like all on me.
But then he's going back to traditional gender roles. But he was raised to think that's what the norm is and never thought anything different of it.
Like I had like Sage to take care of as well.
Yeah.
And to me, it was just like, we're not really like connecting with each other. I'm trying to like explain to you like why I'm frustrated. And then like, it would just be.
Well, you're just like, this isn't a partnership. This is a servitude.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not that it's bad. It's just like, that's not what I want.
That's just not what I want. Like, if that works great for people, then like, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like, that works for you. But for me personally,
but I'm imagining
it just wasn't like
that being raised Catholic, though, too. Your family just like, it wasn't on the table that there's a potential that you might be oriented more towards women.
Yeah.
Like that might not have ever even crossed your mind. And so until you'd gotten a spark to realize that might be something you needed to explore, you wouldn't have thought to do that. I don't know.
The thing is, though, is that I did have an experience with a girl before I even met my ex. Okay. So since then, it was just kind of like on my radar. It's like this could be something to explore.
Okay.
And so for how I see myself personally, I don't put a label on it like lesbian, bisexual, like pan or whatever you want it. Call it. Like, I'm not very involved in that aspect. I'm just like, whatever you like, you like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never like, for me, it was more just like based on the person.
Yeah.
And not necessarily like what parts they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you find a connection with another human and you love them and it doesn't matter. Nothing else matters.
No.
It's just the person.
It's like, I will say, I enjoy, like,
well, of course.
Spiritual aspects of the relationship.
You your presence and everything that life offers.
That's so cool. But anyways, it was just kind of like, I don't know. By the time like me and Lily had met, even before that, the relationship I was in, it was just over in my head.
Yeah.
And for me, it was just more like trying to face that fact and also just bring it up and actually do the act of like ending it.
Yeah. That's so
very hard.
And I ended up going on a week vacation to Jamaica.
Nice.
Coming
back very tan.
And Clara, I got to the point where we were kind of like, you know, kissing and fooling around a little bit, watching TV and whatever.
No, I was living in your apartment.
Yeah. Basically, she was living in my house.
Sorry.
And I, again, I straight up pulled her and I was like, I'm not doing this. Like, you need to figure yourself out because I'm not getting hurt again. I was standing up for myself.
Yeah.
Which is crazy
practicing
even
some
thinking back. Well, and yes. I'll be your friend, but I want you to self-actualize.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah. Because you guys were friends.
Yeah. I've seen each other evolve. Like since you, like what have you guys seen each other evolve since you started, like since you made it official?
Mm-hmm. The communication.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trust, openness.
Well, and that's what, like, she also just, like, she puts her foot down more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you just said, like, she, I don't know, she makes it clear, like, how she's feeling and what she's trying to say.
That's kind
of
be
instead
so
of, like,
nice.
Working around it. And so that also goes along with, like, the communication part of it.
Absolutely.
Like,
and for you, that had to feel so good because you just came from this relationship where you were just like, oh my God, I'm taking on all of the emotional load and kind of having to be present and make decisions for all of us about everything with kind of not even input, but just expectations.
Don't you think it's interesting when you have been in a relationship where communication isn't huge?
Yeah.
And so you're always guessing. You're always trying to figure it out.
That's
you're always
more,
and you feel uncomfortable talking about how you feel. And then being in a relationship where communication is huge. And if you're talking to each other about how you feel and what you think and what your aspirations are, it just opens things up so much. And you become so much closer simply because you're on the same page about everything.
And I think that one thing that people don't understand is that when you have someone who actually will tell you how they're feeling and what they're doing, it takes so much less energy for you to be with them.
You're not carrying this emotional load.
You're not trying to figure everything out. There's a security that comes from that. Like, okay, I can trust you to identify your feelings and communicate to me. And that's really a nice thing. In a lot of relationships that doesn't exist. And it's neat that you see that. And this is just talks about how beautiful you are. Mm-hmm. Because like the fact that you're like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. Like that just says volumes about how cool of a person you are. That you're like, that is freaking hot. And like when you're like, that's hot. That's what I want. And so does she. You both have great taste.
It's just nice that I can just like look at her and I'm like, okay, this is what you need right now. But then also like, I can tell like you're feeling this way or you're feeling that way. And that's just from just like the open communication that we've had from the beginning. And it's just like, we're both girls. So we
hormones,
have a better sense of how we're feeling about each other at certain times. But also like, aside from all of that, like I can just look at her and I'm like, oh, you like one of me. Like, you're not feeling so great right now. Let's talk about it. Or like, we can go somewhere else. Like we can leave.
I can see. Oh, no, it's just being here with you. I can see just how you are observing each other and helping. Like here. Mm-hmm. I mean,
with each other.
Yeah, you guys are helping each other out right here, right now. Just doing these little things. I'm going to take these drinks away from you. I'm going to get some of this. I'm going to touch your arm. I'm going to, it is beautiful.
I can be like, so I'm like, oh my gosh, is that too much? Like, I don't have to get that confirmation.
Yes, I just, you guys are talking without talking.
Pretty much.
Which is just really in sync. It's really refreshing.
It's very refreshing.
How does that feel to you guys to be? I mean, you're at this space right now. Where do you see yourselves going? You know, because I already am like going, where can you go from here? Because you guys are beautiful and you have already this amazing relationship.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm hoping.
Sorry, that was a bit the question.
Living together would definitely be
That's like
one step that we would love to do. It'll probably be another year before that happens, but that's okay.
Yeah, there's honestly just challenging. Like,
really,
there's like leases you have to deal with. It's challenging to make those shifts.
Do you guys see yourselves wanting to be with each other every day?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wake up in the morning, have coffee,
it's like really
do dinner, catch a dog together. Yeah. You are having a life together.
Yeah.
And when you're living apart, you're sort of separate to a certain extent. I mean, maybe you sleep over at somebody's house or whatever, but you don't have that joining of a life And that's what you guys want
nice
next.
That we live 5 minutes away.
Okay, that is good.
Yeah.
Last minute, we can be like, you know what? I don't want to be alone tonight.
Because I'm gonna drive
over
there.
We try and like gauge it. We're just like, do you want to be alone or like not? Mm-hmm. We're just like, whatever. And then,
yeah.
And that's nice too that you guys get because like sometimes you're just like, I need my own space right now.
And part of me is like, I think that could bring some complication to our relationship just a little bit, just because I was living with someone for like over three years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so part of me is still trying to find that, like, I have my own room and I can decorate it however we want.
Yeah,
so like, I have my vinyls all over the wall and I can just look at them. And like, if I want to stay up watching TV, I can do that. Mm-hmm. If I want to. And so
I'm
trying
curious
to find that. But yeah.
So as you're navigating, like when you're living apart, like you have the ability to like, I need my space or I just need my time. But then just have you guys run into instances where there is conflict? And I mean, and you have to work through that. Like how have you guys found ways to, like, how do you communicate that? How do you work through conflict? Like, what kind of things have you guys run into?
So I think in the beginning, because I was so used to having somebody there, I was constantly wanting to be with Lily.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, girl, I need this place.
That's real.
But it's hard because when I was on a break and then ended up breaking up with my ex, I was staying with Lily and her roommate. And so we were constantly like every night and waking up together. And that was still when I was like freshly new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got used to that. I got used to having her.
Yeah.
Yes, having that. And then when I eventually moved into my place where I am now with like my roommates and everything, it was like newer for me, like having to navigate, like not having somebody there all the time, because me and my ex, we do share our dog week on, week off.
Okay. Gotcha.
So when I specifically like didn't have her and then like Lily was like, oh, like I need to stay home tonight, it was hard for me to navigate that. But we just like ended up finding a way to communicate, like I need a night alone to just like go to sleep, because, you know, there can just be like distractions.
Yeah.
I want to read my book.
Yeah, like I, you know, I'm like really wanting to watch the show
and trim my nose hair.
So
I don't want you around me when I'm trimming my nose hair.
Sounds like you can really communicate what your needs are and understand and know that they will be heard and respected. So communication about those kinds of things hasn't really been a challenge.
Yeah.
No. And I think we really both have like pushed each other to be like communicative with each other, because it kind of like switched where once I moved in with like my roommates and I started having my dog, it was just kind of like Sage needs a night alone. Like I could use a night alone. And I didn't feel like hesitant.
I feel like I definitely noticed, like, especially when we first started dating, I was like, man, she wants to be with me the whole time. I have my own roommate. I have my own place.
Uh-huh. Like, and I have my own responsibilities.
Yeah.
And to be like, done without, you know, distractions.
Well, you have some friends that you want to hang out with without your partner.
Yeah. And absolutely. And I felt bad a little bit, because I was like, oh, you know, she wants to be with me tonight. And I'm like, I really don't, you know, I want to have a night to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of hard for me to tell her that. But I feel like once I did, it did take a few months for us to work through that. But I feel like once she finally moved in to her own place and her own space, I could definitely tell the growth like through that within 3 to 4 months.
To like, where it even ended up, so me and my roommate's lease was supposed to end this month. And back in March, like we got sent like, are we going to sign it or not? And I was just like, you know, I can't imagine like having a little bit of independence like ending soon. And it just kind of worked out towards like, I can keep like my space. You guys can figure out what you need to do. And I felt okay with that.
Yeah.
It just made it a lot easier to where I was just like, I need some space to my own, myself too.
And one of the things, you know, you both are givers and you had just come from a relationship where for 3 years you were the main person in charge of everything. So you were so used to needing to be around your person all the time. Not maybe because you needed it, but because that was your role.
That was just what my spot. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how you were like trained on my job in the relationship is to be everything he needs me to be and show up Johnny on the spot. And so it was kind of nice that, you know, to learn that there's more to you than that, you know, and that you have the freedom to like, oh, I get to be, I get to figure out me.
Be myself. Well, yeah. And I, like, growing up was really independent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I tried to, like, remind myself and think about, like, what I did before I had met my ex.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, still living at my mom's, but I was in the basement. So I still had, like, my own space of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, what would I do?
You know?
Like, what would I do when it was just me?
Yeah. And you're, like, kind of like rediscovering
myself. Well, yeah. And so that's where it kind of led me to be like, you know, I'm okay. Like, you're good to stay home. But then it kind of flipped. She can have some anxiety. And so I'm like, you're okay?
Yeah.
Like, it's just one night.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful that you can sense each other's needs. Mm-hmm. Like, whether it be like, oh, okay, so you're feeling a little anxious about this, but let me just recognize that and let me help you understand that you are loved and cared for.
I got her a white noise machine.
Yeah. Yeah, you see each other's needs and you still recognize what yours are and you find a way to like make both of your needs work at the same time.
You're not
which
in
is such
competition.
A great way to support each other.
Yeah, within supporting each other, you're also encouraging self-actualization within each other.
Yeah.
You know, and you can say like, I see that these are your, you know, areas that you might need to grow and I'll support you and help you in that and push you kind of in that direction. That's such a lovely combination in a relationship.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about just, I love the month of June. Mm-hmm. I love that it represents pride and recognizing just what a gift love is and just that everyone should have a right to love whomever they want openly, right? And the truth is the world doesn't always get that. And so that there can be some barriers and there can be a lot of challenges. How have you guys handled that? Like what ways have you found ways to show up for each other and love each other and work through some of those barriers?
Definitely, I'd say growing up in Sandpoint, that was very, very hard for me. I knew all my close friends and everyone loved me to death. Opening up to them about, you know, loving another girl and being gay, whatever you want to call it, that was very, very hard for me. And the reason why is I don't want anyone to look at me differently or talk to me differently. So that was very hard for me to even open up to anyone about that, even my family, my mom.
Who you knew would just love you no matter what.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still hard.
Yeah, it took me a good, I mean, I was in a relationship for 3.5 months and I finally told my mom and she was the first person I told and then finally started opening up to my friends and then just like seeing their excitement about it. Yeah, I mean, everyone was so accepting. Like they kind of like had a feeling, I already knew it. And it's just like, what do you mean? Yeah. So
I love you were met with like just love and like.
I really was with like the love. And obviously there was hate, you know. Yeah. And it's like I got to the point where again, like with my whole life growing up too, like, oh, you know, don't care what other people think. Mm-hmm. But again, when you do live in a small town, it's very, very hard to take someone's hate. When you've been with them since the first grade, you know, growing up with them in life, it was very hard for me. But I got to the point where I'm like, you know, if I can't be happy with who I'm with or just life moving forward, then like, what's the point of holding myself back? Definitely, I feel like a part of me has always held myself back just because I didn't want to open up of who I truly was, which I don't know why. If I would tell my younger
totally
self.
Understandable if you feel like you're going to be met with with hate.
Yeah.
For being who you are. Like,
well, you also don't get as many opportunities to experiment and explore who you are, you know, as much. So it's like, it's not like it's something where, I'm not saying it isn't the right word, but there's not as much. In a small town, there's not as many people to choose from.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
so you're kind of like, okay, of course, there's going to be other girls who are interested in girls. There's going to be other But it's like, but you don't have, you know, like, that doesn't mean that I'm going to like any girl.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, you know, it's no, like, they still need to be your type. They need
to check on your green flags. You know?
Like, exactly. Yeah. So it's like in a small town, you're going to have such a small, limited number of people.
Demographic.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Like, demographic kind of sucks. So then you're just sort of like, that would, I don't know, I could see it being really hard because you're like, well, this feels like this is where I'm going, but I haven't met, you know, you lived in Spokane. Where were you, girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dance? You know what I'm saying? Right. But, yeah. So, you know, yeah, I mean, that would be really challenging.
Yeah. So it was really hard for me.
To be totally honest with you guys, like it was probably one of like the worst things I've ever had to do, which it's like sad to hear me say that now because I am like truly really happy and I'm glad that who I am. Mm-hmm. But like always the backlash of
people that you truly love and care for and
mm-hmm. you know, you don't feel like that's reciprocated just because you're being honest.
Yeah. It's yeah, like, exactly. And it's
that's
like
hard to deal with.
I grew up like very religious, just Christian in the church. My dad sang at the church, you know, it was mandatory every Wednesday to go to youth group, every Sunday go to the church. You know, it was very like pushed on me. And like, especially with my older sister, like I kind of felt like, oh, I would never open up or truly tell her who I am because I felt like she was so much against like, you know, same sex marriage, all this, you know, relationships, everything going on with that. It was really hard for me. And I knew that like my whole family, my friends, they all had my back. They, you know, I knew that they would love me no matter what, but it's just, it kind of the feeling of telling someone like, yeah, I'm straight or, oh, I'm gay. Like, why does it have to be?
It's a small
like
part.
Like a competition kind of thing. Like, why
that's
do you have to be?
That's not the important thing about you.
Yeah. Why does it have to be like starstruck when I tell you like, oh, I'm in a woman-woman relationship. Like, I wish, honestly, to be totally honest with you guys, like, I don't think that will ever change. Like being unique or whatever you want to call it, liking another gender, I really truly feel that's never going to change. It's always going to be like
I'm so happy for you. Okay, well, if I had a boyfriend, you wouldn't say that.
Yeah, so why are you saying it now?
So,
yeah.
That's it's like, kind why, of like, why a, do you need
a,
to comment?
A shitty, or it's kind of a not really a good feeling.
Shitty's accurate.
Yeah.
That's shitty.
Yeah, it's always been like that whoever I talk to. I mean, I'll see friends that I went to high school with and I tell them, oh, yeah, like, me and Clara, we're super happy. Been dating over a year now and whatever. And it's like, wow, hi, that's so awesome. So happy for you. And it's like, okay, but you wouldn't say that if I was like in a straight relationship with someone. So it is a feeling inside. It truly is. But like, what can I do? Like, I brush it off. If you don't brush it off, then it's just going to stick with you the whole time. So
it just really breaks my heart simply because you're just both such wonderful, kind souls. It's just such a hard thing. Like, you don't have to bear that, you know, that, you know, I don't think that's something you should have to experience because you love another human. You know, it makes me really upset that
I think, you know, in some senses, I think some of it is just people want to be more universally accepting. They just don't understand that some of the ways that they do it is really actually being segregating, you know, like the behavior, like you just said there, like, congratulations for you. That's so amazing. Yeah.
Be like, oh, that's cool. You know,
yeah,
just
like,
that.
Oh, how about like, you guys dating? Like, would you put the focus on that? You actually take away from what's important about us.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not seeing that.
It's
we
like we're
connect
just two
and
people
love and
in
support.
Love.
Exactly.
Like, and it doesn't matter. Like, the genders. Like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. This is going to sound terrible. So, like, I remember, like, our grandparents and stuff like that when they were getting used to, like, oh, there's black people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, they were trying so hard because they were like, oh, my God, I was being such an asshole and I didn't realize I was being a bigot. And so then they try too hard. Oh, and so I remember, like, one grandma that I just loved, you know, it wasn't my grandma, but it was a family that I was bringing my grandma to. And my best friend was black. And to me, I'm like,
my best friend.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see
anything
different.
And so I brought her, she was coming to Thanksgiving dinner. And then it was just so funny. Like, and so then the grandma figure was all like, oh, she's just so beautiful. I'm like, she's so beautiful. And she's, and like, and oh, and every, and it's like, you wouldn't do that. You've never done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you're really trying too hard. And it's really, I'm like, it's really sweet. But you're missing the whole point.
Like, it's obvious how much you're
exactly. Yeah. And it's really, you know, and I feel like, I think one of the things that just makes me kind of want to like get pukey about some of this stuff is like, you're fucking missing the point.
Yeah.
I feel like it's easily tell that
people who are just like what Lily was saying. It's like, gosh, congratulations. Like, I'm so happy for you. And it's just like, okay, but would you say that too? Like,
yeah, if you're not saying that.
Well, yeah, that's just, I guess.
Yeah, that gives me the ick.
Yeah, truly.
And I honestly feel like that's been like one of the hardest parts. Like,
it feels okay,
like you're accepting me, like, awesome. And then it's like, why no, it's in my do you
but have I've to always had a gauge. Yeah. Like, I've been told I have a gauge of like, you can tell when people are being real or when people are being fake. And so like experiencing that with our relationship is just like, okay, we cannot like actually trust them. They're just putting on a front.
But may I ask you a question? In some places, so like I think back to the grandma, because she realizes like she's like made a faux pas of like, oh my God, I've been a bigot my whole life and I don't want to be a bigot anymore. And so, but like the thing that would be hard, and tell me if I'm wrong here, is when people are projecting their, I don't want to be a bigot, onto you. That's the like, it's like, okay, yay, good for you. But that's something you need to work on your own and not project it on me. Yeah. And so it's like, yes, I appreciate that you're trying to be. And yes, everyone should be more open-minded and stuff like that. But like, the whole point here is I don't want special treatment either.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm like, I feel like you should just feel that way in general, regardless if it was related to like a close family member or not. Like, you should just feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't take me to make you feel that way. Yeah. Like, we're all human. Like, we all have our feelings towards certain people. Exactly. Like, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, with my experience, I've had like both ends of the stick, basically.
Yeah.
Like, just with the middle.
Exactly. And so I have ones who have always been open, and it was a surprise to them that I was dating a girl, but they were completely accepting and I knew it was genuine. And then I've had the other end where they were like, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You can
over this?
Is, yeah. Over me.
You say in your immediate
family? Immediate. So somebody, a family member who I had been really close with, they supported me financially in my dancing career.
Wow.
They had been there with me like step by step, deeply religious, which I was aware of.
Yeah.
And the one person I was afraid to, like more afraid than talking to my mom about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have posted Lily on my Instagram, my social medias, that they can see. And I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. Like, she's my girlfriend. I love her. Like, why would I not? Mm-hmm.
It would be weird for you to not do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they saw it. And it was my nephew's birthday party. They were like, you need to talk. And I'm like, okay. Because it was the first time I had seen them.
Yeah.
Since like dating a girl.
Yeah.
Dating Lily. And yeah, we sat down in a park. And it was pretty much just like, do you realize how wrong this is? Like, I think it's in your best interest to break up with her and read the Bible and get closer to God, because you're obviously fit, like falling from God. And I'm like, I grew up Catholic. I have my prayers. Like, I
missed that sermon.
And like, regardless, like what I'm like going through, like, I'm not going to lie. I still have my belief in God. Like, I still pray. I still have that faith in him. And I just feel like he wouldn't put me through this journey if he knew it was going to take me to hell.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And aren't we here to love?
Exactly. I'm like, we love each other.
Yeah.
And that's all like what we want for everyone.
Yeah.
But I was like beaten down. And my mom and this family member, they like talk every Wednesday through mutual people. They go on walks and they talk. And so my mom only heard what the family member was telling her. And she never heard what I had to say. And so my mom was like, you should really like reach out to this person. And I was like, I'm done.
No. Yeah.
Like, I can't. Like, that was a lot. Yeah. Just talking to them about like being as open as I was. Like, I was being very vulnerable.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, and also they're giving you opinions on something that
they don't know.
They don't know.
They haven't experienced.
Like, there's something, you know, like if you were assholes to each other, family members seem to come up to you and say, dump that bitch. She's a bitch. She doesn't treat you right. You know, they should not do that because you're in a gay relationship. They should also, you know, not just say, dump that person just because the sex isn't
their preference. Girls.
Yeah, exactly. So it's sort of like some people are weird too in that they're like, oh, I need to support you in your relationship, but even if it's an unhealthy relationship.
What got me is that I told them, I was just like, I have been thinking about this since I was like 11 or 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, you haven't. Like, I had no idea. And I'm like, what do you think? Because you would be like literally setting me on fire.
Oh, thank God. But
yeah. So I finally told my mom like my perspective of it. And then she finally kind of got a little bit of a different idea.
That's been better than
when
we first started.
I have to say, at first I was like, oh my God.
It was not.
That's hard.
It was not good at first.
She went to my family Thanksgiving. I didn't think that would
ever happen.
It's
pretty awesome.
Little steps and keep showing up for each other.
Yeah. I will say my mom, she's a buffet Catholic. She picks and chooses what she wants to
eat. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Definitely. Gazing is a part of the thing that she chooses to like be part of. But I will say it went from, I have to give credit to my mom here. She's very stubborn.
Yeah.
She's just like me, or I'm just like her. We're very stubborn. Yeah. She went from she's not allowed in my house to where she'll be staying over.
Aww.
She went to my family Thanksgiving.
That's huge. It's huge.
They're very like.
Your mom actually got to know you as a person.
And the thing is that she told me, she's like, I may not agree with the relationship between you guys, but I love Lily as a person. I think she's a great girl. Yeah, I don't wish you guys were dating, but she can acknowledge that at least the person I'm dating is a good person.
Is a good person.
For me.
That is a big deal.
She loves you. And I will take that.
Yeah. And you know, it's cool that you're also like, as long as she's treating you with respect, you know, it's cool that you're like, you know what? As long as you're treating me with respect and you're, you know, you don't have to agree with me.
Yeah.
But you do need to respect me.
Well, yeah. And so, like, we both have set up. I wish we didn't need to have boundaries and have that, like, she's a girl or whatever. But, like, we have those boundaries. And I think that's what's making it a lot better for us when it comes to my family. I mean, with my sister, like, she's great. It's just the main thing is with
my mom and sister.
Yeah, my brother and sister are both accepting and great about it. Just with my mom, I feel like we're both compromising a little bit in a way, but it keeps on getting better.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that as she sees that you're happy. I mean, because for me as a parent, it's like, I just want to see my children happy. Right. If they're in a relationship that's making them happy with an amazing person, sometimes you got to have some of those other issues.
Like, my nervous system calms down when I'm with you. I feel more alive. I feel more alive and more relaxed at the exact same moment than I have ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
I just feel so comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys have that.
Well, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, really.
And I would hope that all parents out there would want nothing but happiness for their children. And like, when you find someone, because this is such a rare gift that we have in this world, in this lifetime.
Yeah.
To have a connection like that is such a beautiful thing. And I can't imagine not wanting that for another person.
Loving her too. My mom has honestly been like a great person on this, even though it was really rough at first, but aside from like my relationship with Lily or any relationship I've ever had, like, she's been my backbone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's why I'm still this, like, anything you want will respect. And that's honestly made it better for us with my family.
It sounds like you and your mom are having relationships that moms and daughters don't generally have
until
their daughters have kids. So it's like, I mean, I know that sounds really funny, But like this relationship that you're talking about, the conversation that you're having with your mom now is really advanced, because normally like this conversation doesn't happen until you have your own kids and you go to your mom and you go, oh my God, mom. Mm-hmm. And then you share that human moment. But then you and your mom are seeing each other as humans and learning to like navigate.
Cool. Yeah,
that's
funny.
Kind of a neat like love story on its own. Even though it's not as like roses and kittens that everybody would like, but you're working through it.
So on that note, do you guys have any advice to any of our listeners who might be experiencing some challenging family dynamics?
As much as you don't want to, like, take it easy on your parents, because this could be something new to them.
Yeah.
Right.
This could be something they never expected.
Yeah.
My kids.
Yeah.
So take it easy on them, but also take it easy on yourself and realize, like, this is normal.
Yeah.
It's a like,
such beautiful advice.
Yeah.
Like, also think of yourself in this situation, obviously. It's just like, allow it to happen.
Yeah. We're all doing the best we can.
Like, if you feel that way, like, go with it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really.
Do you have anything to add to that? Or, you know, that required.
I would probably say just keep being you. Just, you know, keep on keeping on.
Be true to yourself.
Yeah, truly, you have to be true to yourself, because if you're feeling stuck and you feel like you can't get out of it, why would you want to feel like that for the rest of your life, you know?
Yeah, and there's people that do.
Yeah, you got to...
A lifetime.
I mean, with parents especially, you got to open up to them. You got to let them know what's going on. It's probably, well, with Clara's family, it is still taking time, but you got to be yourself. If you can't be yourself, then... Like, how are you supposed to be happy? You know, how are you supposed to be happy in your life?
But it takes a while.
Yes. You have to be yourself.
I love it.
It's truly it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was kind of funny because when I was talking to my mom about everything, like when she was ready to talk about it, she was like, I had a feeling.
But even then,
she
was still like, what are you doing?
But she didn't acknowledge that, like, you know, I was kind of curious.
Claire and I started dating, and I was expecting, like, hey, like, you don't have to tell your parents or your family for a little bit. 3.5 months before I even told anyone. My family, my friends, no one. I just had it a secret. Horrible on my part. I held everything in again.
It just had to be hard for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Chronic anxiety and everything now. But with Claire, I was kind of telling her, like, you don't have to tell your family right away. You know, you can work your way up to it. Like, it's hard. She told him right away. I was like, okay, no,
I'm sorry. Shut up. All right. No. So I am so close to my mom and my sister.
Yeah.
To where it's just like, you guys have to know what's going on. My mom met Lily before we were even dating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And liked me as a person.
And she, and so then when she put pieces together, she already had it figured out before I officially told her. Okay, you guys want to hear what?
Yes.
So my sister-in-law, so my oldest brother, he's like in his 40s, and his wife, they had a baby shower, and I went there, and afterwards, I told my mom, I was like, Mom, like, I have a girl crush. Oh, mind you, her favorite song is Girl Crush by Little Big Town, or whoever your mom sings it.
I love it.
So I was like, Mom, I have a girl crush. I recorded it even. Yeah, it's like on my freaking phone.
Oh my God,
and she was just
that was
like,
pretty cool.
And my mom, her being born like and growing up when she was, I was like, I have heard experiences before from her of her having a girl crush.
Mm-hmm. Your mom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It was just a phase.
It was just a phase. Oh
my gosh.
So then, of course, she tells her daughter, because she grew up where like she would have been completely disowned if she did what I was doing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she is trying to just be like, be.
Interesting.
But yeah, she's like, yeah, I had a couple of girl crushes when I was growing up. And I was like, did you ever explore it? And she was just like, no. Well, you're still dating. That was a few months ago. I just told them how, like, when I told them, like, about my mom, I was like, I have a girl crush. And she was just like,
for her mom.
Yeah, I've had some too.
And the mom, that's what she told me, right?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, she went to the phase, whatever. I was like, oh my God, that's great.
Okay, I'm getting back on track. Sorry, guys. I get distracted really easily. I told her, I'm like, well, no, but this is like something that I think is going to last for a little bit.
Maybe a lifetime, mom.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not safe.
Maybe.
And how did she respond to that?
Well, she didn't really say anything. But then afterwards, she was like, yeah, I thought you would have like gotten over it. And I was just like, girl, you have no idea that I slept with a girl before this. Whatever. Yeah. And ever since then, I've been hooked.
And like, which is crazy with me growing up. My dad was very gays. Like, oh my, that's horrible. Like, that is so disgusting. All, and he sang for the church. We went to youth group every Wednesday. Mom, she was a part of it. Like, growing up, I feel like I was really pushed into religion and Christian, yeah. All of that. And so I was always like, yeah, okay, that's disgusting. Again, I'm growing up as a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
Going
it doesn't
into
even
this.
Need to be said outright.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The undercurrent.
Absolutely. Yep. So
and that's not what we're supposed to do. So
yeah. And so I'm sitting here thinking like, oh, that's disgusting. Of course, growing up, even like obviously grade school and especially high school, like I was like,
fuck that.
Like I was not with it.
Well, that girl's gay. Like.
That's fucking disgusting. Like, I was, like, right. So homophobic. Like, mm-hmm. I was just pushing. Like, that's disgusting. Like, I'm not any part of that. I don't care. I'm not friends with them.
You're gay?
No, we're not friends. Like, I was, like, I didn't. That was gross.
That wasn't me. To be associated with. Yeah.
No, like, at all. And as a kid, I was a big tomboy. I remember me and my best friend matching Spider-Man underwear. We all share underwear. I mean, like, come on. Like,
same shirt underwear?
No, yeah. Like, he's like, oh, like, look at what I have on.
You know, look at my...
Like, yeah, like, we just, like, Batman, Spider-Man. Like, I loved it. Like, tomboy. I played tackle football for 3 years. Every single sport. Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did all.
I did CrossFit, baseball, basketball, softball. I played...
Track. Do you need a track?
Yep. Track. I did every sport in the book. Dang. You can think of. Like, I loved it all. And I was just like, why does it matter that I'm a girl? Like, who cares? Like, I'm playing football. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even in high school, I played tackle football my freshman year. Like, I was like,
yeah.
I don't know why you guys got to be sexist about this. Like, I'm literally going to go and hit someone and you guys are going to be like, holy shit. Yeah. Like, this girl play. But, like, yeah, it was.
Put me in or don't put me in based upon my skill, but let me show up.
But, like, growing up, like, it was just like, oh, I'm not gay. Like, nope. Pushed away. Mm-hmm. All through high school. Had feelings, kind of. But I was like, oh, no, this is, like, a real good friend, right? Mm-hmm. Good friend, good friendship.
A real good friend.
Right? Yeah, this is, like, my best friend that I want to hang with every day. Mm-hmm. Nope, nothing. And then, yeah, I experienced with a girl, and I was like, oh.
This is me.
First girlfriend, like, we were cuddling and stuff, and... fooling around or whatever.
But that was after high school too, right, though?
The year after I graduated. So the summer after graduating. And I was like, and I remember her telling me, like, oh, like, are you a girl? And I'm like, fuck no. Like, I remember, like, totally defensive. Like, hell no. Like, do I even say that? That is so stupid. Like, just, like, totally, like, no, that is not me. Which is just crazy to think about. Like, why, like, little Lily, like, why couldn't you just be like, yeah, like, I think I like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, because I... All through, obviously, childhood, through, like, high school, like, all guys had sex with guys, you know, all that. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, I don't know if this is, like, a common thing for, like, straight women, but, like, having a guy sleep with me, terrified.
Well,
even if, like, just to sleep over or, like, to have sex?
Like, knowing that they wanted to have sex. Like, terrified, like, nervous. I remember.
You told me about your first time.
I think of all the people, like, he's the sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like,
like, truly, he'd probably be with a man. Like, I'd probably marry him if I wasn't gay, but whatever. But yeah, I remember, like, even in high school, like, telling my friends, like, oh, like, you know, I, like, as girls in high school, like, oh my God, like, me and him had, like, we got dirty last night, whatever. Oh my God, they hype you up, right? So you're like, oh my God, I know, oh my God. Yeah. It was so good, it was so good.
Girls do it more than guys do.
I really do.
Yeah, we talk about sex way more
we
than
do.
Yeah,
and we talk about sex way more
and than
in detail.
I remember detail, like dating
my ever, guys don't like, do that. Your technique, like,
I like remember dating this guy, like, oh my God, like, it was so good, like, kind of like comfortable having fun. And I'm thinking back, I'm like, oh, he just wants to like have sex all the time, like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But like, I don't, no, I'm good. I don't want to do that. I'm like, why am I feeling like that? And then again, talking with like my girlfriends, like hanging out in high school, and they're all telling me about their hookups and stuff. Oh, that's so awesome. Like, we're all helping each other out. Like, oh my God, no way, you slept with me, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then God, it's yes. Like, I feel like I had like a part of me like had to do it because it was like,
part of the
oh
culture.
My God, no way you did that with him. Oh my God, are you guys dating? And like, yeah, we are. And it was like, I'm fucking terrified, like pulling my pants down to like do anything. Like, yeah. I was just terrified.
But that never crossed your mind when, like, with girl.
No.
It was totally comfortable right up.
It never did. No. And that's so, so cool. I was just, like,
impressed with her.
Yeah.
No, like, I was just, like, why? Super weird, but I was, like, why do I feel, like, normal? And, like, I can go to sleep peacefully. But, like, with a guy, I'm, like, crying. Yeah. Well, like, I just, I, like, remember, like, after with, like, a guy.
I can like, see crying. That with you, too.
Yeah, like, I can like, just tearing see up.
And
no, you it's good. It's yourself. Good, right? Yeah. It's good. Whatever he's done. And I'm just like.
I didn't provide.
That was nothing that I wanted. Yeah. Like, I don't know why you're even here. Like, I was just.
That meant nothing to me. That was not connecting in a deeper way with another person.
Yeah. And so, like, again, like, I was just very, like, confused because I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, there's something wrong with me.
You're like, I'm not supposed to feel that way.
Yeah. I was like, there is something wrong with me.
Well, here's the thing about Christians or that idea of me. It's about the human. Who are you? Are you a nice, good person? Do I love you as a human? It doesn't matter sex, gender, or sex, race, religion, whatever. Yeah. It's like, who are you as a person? Do I love you? Do I feel comfortable with you? Is this like my person that I want to be with? That's what's important. None of that else matters. But I think there's too much put on. You've got to be with a man if you're a woman. And if you're not, that's not okay. I mean, even men and women, sometimes, even if you're not gay, it doesn't feel right, but you just feel like you've got to be with that person for whatever reason. Yeah.
This is your perfect mate, or, you know, those two, homecoming king and homecoming queen, should be hooking up. But they're like, what if they're not each other's type? That's just not my type.
Another crazy thing with, like, the gender thing. I was like, maybe I like both. I'm like, okay. So I broke up, or me and my ex, the one girl that I dated, I was like, maybe I do like guys, right? I want to have my own kids. I want to have my own kids. Like, I want to have babies. I want to carry. I want to have kids.
Absolutely.
And, like, I know everyone says, like, yeah, like, you can, but it's, like,
it's hard. You saw what Andy went through.
Yeah, it's not, like, me and my partner, which I understand, like, I hope to God Clara would think, like, that's our baby. But, like, you know what? I think I'm just bi. Right. I think I just might like both. And I have this friend. And so I'm like, I'm just going to get together with him tonight and we're going to see how it goes. I really thought, like, I truly am. I felt comfortable with him. I feel like he's like a family. I was he was like my sister and her fiance's like best friend. Like, I was like, and I've known him for the last 4 years. This has to be it.
Yeah.
This is like, I hate to say it, but like, this has to be my tester, like, kind of thing, right? It was like the worst experience in my life. And like, obviously, like, it was not him.
Oh, no.
But I was just like, why? Why do I have to feel like this? So now I'm like, I'm not going to force myself into it.
Yeah.
Which that's another thing, like, especially for right now, like, having kids and having a family and growing up, I'm like, it's really, really hard for me. Like, a really hard topic because I'm like, I want to have my own kid. Why can't a man give me what she's giving?
Because you want that aspect.
Like, why can't Clara be a man so I could, like, we can have our kids?
Yes.
Like, kind of thing. So that's, like, been the most, like, hard judging thing for me because I truly want to be a mom.
Oh.
But, like, how am I supposed to do that when we have to, I understand, like,
I can carry
and have like a donor, and then she'd have the same donor. We have like the same, you know.
I know, it was like lipstick.
Just like I truly feel like that's like the hardest thing for me to try to accept. Like, I, it took me
over a year to like finally, I'm like still trying to accept who I am.
Yeah.
Being like,
that would be really hard. I think that would be the hardest.
Someone, you know, like obviously I am not straight. I tried. I really tried.
You really did.
I really did. Like, I was like, I'm going to go with this guy and I'm having him sleep over. And I was like, I am like really tight.
Multiple times in time.
I did.
Yes.
Yes. And I just was like, why am I like shaking and scared? Like, I'm not doing that.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to us. It's really rare to find people in their young 20s who have their heads on as straight as you. And like, I don't know that my head is on as straight as either of your heads right now. I mean, if anything, just how beautiful it is to see the way that you two support each other and love each other. It's just nice. So thank you.
Yeah. So on that note, if you'd like to reach out to us and tell us about your book request or book or movie review, to ask us what would you do or tell us your real life love story, go to our website, www.myperfectromance.com. You'll find links to all of our socials there. And of course, you'll find that in our show notes too.
Yep, you got it. And coming up, we're going to talk about the love story that everyone can't stop talking about, a heated rivalry.
I know.
I love it. And then we're going to review, it's actually a really beautiful love story, Call Me By Your Name by Andre Osamond. And I want people to read ahead. It's really good. They actually made it into a movie, but the book is, of course, better. And then, read ahead. And then follow us so that you don't miss the discussion. Mm-hmm. And then while you're at it, go ahead and read it. Review it.
Love it.
Yeah. Review this podcast, this episode. It means a ton.
Yeah. And until then, keep believing in the perfect version of your own romance. I'm Valerie.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this has been My Perfect Romance.
Happy romancing, everyone.